Well, I'm looking forward to the challenge this weekend. Indiana State, it's going to be a tough matchup for us. You know, I think they have two of the better guards in the league, and Cooper Neese and Tyree Key, and then two of the better bigs in the league, and Trey Williams and LaRavia. So they present a lot of challenges. They're a great defensive team. They really pressure the ball. For us, you know, we got to do a better job taking care of the ball, and then defensively, we got to be more connected and be able to, you know, control the paint a little bit better and close out to the three-point shooters at a higher level.
Coach, how has the team responded this week to Monday's game at Drake? You know, that game felt to me like one that either kind of sharpens the iron or bogs the program down. From your viewpoint, what has that game done for the program in the days since?
Yeah, I think our guys understand that we didn't play well this weekend. That wasn't our team out there. You know, that we have to play better, that on both sides of the ball. And, you know, I think the guys are focused. You know, we had a good practice yesterday, and, you know, hopefully we'll have a couple more good practices before we play in the Indiana State.
Does the upcoming series feel to you like something that's going to be one down in the paint? You mentioned LaRavia. He's a force for Indiana State and could really change things. It kind of feels like it maybe flows through him a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think Indiana State's a tough matchup because they got different guys that can beat you. You know, like I said, those four guys especially, just off the top, and LaRavia is so versatile. He plays one through five for him. He brings the ball up at the point. He can play the five for him as well. So, and then Tyree Key's been one of the best scorers in this league for the last 3-4 years. So, you know, they got multiple weapons. You know, I don't think if we shut down Key, that's the solution, or if we shut down LaRavia, that's the solution. I think we got, you know, be able to contain a lot of those guys.
What's the urgency like for you and the team right now, sitting at 1-3 in Valley play?
Well, I think there's enormous urgency every single game going into the Valley. You know, I don't think you can afford to, you know, take your foot off ever, you know, in this league. And it's so hard to win in this league that, you know, I think, you know, every game you got to be ready to go.
This season, you've seen your points balloon up 7 points from last year, from the 62s to 69 about a game now. How much of that is a result of just having a roster filled with freshmen and sophomore?
Well, what was the first part of that question, Matt?
You've seen your points against average balloon up about 7 points a game. Just how much of that is a result of it being just a younger roster with mostly freshmen and sophomores?
Maybe a little bit, but I think some of it is just, you know, we need to improve. You know, I don't think, you know, it's definitely it's a youth problem. I think it's just that we got to get better on that end. You know, we got to clean up some miscommunication errors. We got to be in our gaps better. We got to, you know, have a little bit more urgency on that defensive side of the ball.
Last one from me, Coach. Greg Lansing has become kind of one of those elder statesman types in the Valley in recent years. What is your relationship like with him, and how much does he mean to the Valley as a fixture?
I think Coach Lansing's, you know, one of the best coaches in the league. You know, he's an unbelievable person, first and foremost. You know, he's been very kind and supportive of me, you know, since at Loyola and since I got this opportunity. And I think his teams are always one of the hardest to prepare for because of how they play, and they can hurt you in multiple ways. And, you know, he's a very good in-the-game coach. He makes great adjustments throughout the game. And obviously he's meant a ton to this league, and he's had a tremendous amount of success.